we gon' burn it down. Burn it down. We gon' burn it down. Burn it down. I killed it, it's murder. I killed it, it's murder. I killed it, it's murder. I killed it, it's murder.
I killed it, it's murder. Go crazy, berserker. I killed it, it's murder. Go crazy, berserker. I killed it, it's murder. Go crazy, berserker. I killed it, it's murder. Go crazy, berserker.
Hey guys, welcome to the HYS podcast. Let's go. What a good weekend of footy. What a good weekend of footy, eh? Good weekend of footy NRL. But today we'll be talking about some allegations put on a Rabbitohs former star, reviewing the finals weekend and what I've picked for the set of origin lineups. So yeah, let's just start off. What a good weekend of footy. What a good weekend of footy. Good four great games. High scoring. We've seen how the new rule changes that they set early in the year, how they've changed the finals. So, yeah, let's start off with the bad stuff. Sam Burgess has been reportedly blamed for some allegations. It's been put to the cops, New South Wales Police, and there's been reports that Rabbitohs put some fake identities, used fake identities for when they did drug tests on him that came out positive. Reportedly, he was positive for MDMA and ketamine. There's other rumors that he allegedly assaulted his pregnant wife, which his ex-wife and father-in-law said was true. So, yeah, that shows a bit. I hope this isn't all true, but the way all this stuff sounds, it is. And with that, the fake identities, Rabbitohs have been accused behind that, and that was back in the end of 2018. So, yeah, it doesn't sound good for Sam Burgess at all. It's also got involved, there's also another rumour, forgot to put in, about that sexting scandal a couple of years ago. Because he reckons the rookie, Smith, I forget his first name, but he's a rookie of the rookie, he's a young player of the Roosters. And, he apparently blamed him for the sexting scandal allegations that happened a couple of years ago, and went out the front of his place for an hour trying to talk to him. Abusing him and, Sam Burgess has stood himself down from the coaching roles and from Fox Sport duties, so until this is all solved. But yeah, it doesn't sound good for Sam Burgess and also the Rabbitohs, because if those fake identity things are true, big fines for the club. Like, Wayne Bennett and that, and it could even bring back onto, their former coach, the Tigers coach. Can't think of his name at the moment, but it could bring it back onto him, and he'll probably have to get involved with it as well. So, because I'm pretty sure he'll depends if he'll still coach around then, when all this stuff happened. But even that the higher level of officials were notified about these drug users, they still promote him, the captain, apparently. So, yeah. It's not good. If this is true, Sam Burgess should get some help. And if it is true, why didn't Rabbitohs get him help earlier? Rabbitohs have, if this is true, Rabbitohs have done a bad job of work health and, well, help, yeah, helping your players out with their health problems. Just putting through his drug problems and the other stuff, not doing anything about it, just trying to skip through it and be like, oh yeah, you can play footy and then that's it. But there's much more to it, but I'll leave it for now. I might bring it on the next podcast and talk a bit more about it. But I just want to talk about some good stuff today. So next we'll be talking about, the games on the weekend. So the first game, Friday night, what a one of the best footy games of the year. Went out to the bloody Blenheim town, watched this footy game. It was good stuff. I tipped the Panthers and I was right. They won 29-28. Now, that was a great game. Cleary got a hat trick. Josh Morris got a double. Cleary, it just shows why he's got to be Dally M of the year. He's just killing it. He's got so much momentum into it. He can change the game so quick, and just can hold the game in his hands. Especially for how young he is, it's just crazy. And I really reckon he's gonna be he's gonna be the best player, of all time. Really, if he keeps going the way he's going. But it was a great game. Roosters kicked it off in the first half. All right, but Panthers finished it off well, especially with Nathan Cleary getting that field goal, which was. I think it was about 5 minutes left of the game, and then Roosters got a try after that and got a goal. So it was smart of what he was thinking beforehand. He made a great decision. Because, say, if he didn't go for that field goal and they just went for the try, and then they never got the try, Roosters could have called back up and it would have been 28 all. But it was a great game, but Panthers, and it really showed that Roosters are really still in this. People were saying, oh, no, there's no way they're going to win the title this year, but this game showed that they are still in chance of winning this year. But now that they lost to Panthers, they got to do an extra week of work to make it to the grand final. And no team has ever won doing it that way. So, it'll be very hard for them to do that. But you never know. Roosters got a lot of experience in the team, but yeah, it was a good game. But William Kicker got a dangerous throw, one match ban, so he won't be back till the grand final, if the Panthers make the grand final, which can be a big loss in the semis for whoever they verse. So hopefully they will make the grand finals, we'll see how they go and who they got a verse. And then Hargreaves got fined for careless high tackle, just fined, so he'll be right for the next weeks. So, we'll go on to the Raiders and Sharks. Was not a bad game, not bad at all. Jack Wyden got a double, George Williams got a double, but, I predicted all the games right, which most people did, because they were very, predictable in a way. But a lot of them were closer than expected. But Raiders 32-20. Sharks had it at the start. That's with all the games. The team that was less likely to win started off well. The underdogs, there you go. They start off well, the underdogs, in every game. But, Sharks start off well. Raiders were very... they weren't willing to defend in the first half. I don't know if they were just being cocky. That's what I had a feeling how they were going. They were just, it was very, I don't know, it doesn't look like they're putting much will into the defence in the first half. But then, as the second, as they got that try before the half break, I think that's where it changed around with George Williams when he got that try. But, yeah, by second half came around, yeah, they changed everything and caught back and won the game. But, so that means Sharks are gone. Really not surprised. Sharks, especially with Sean Johnson not playing, he's a big carrier of the team. And not a lot of, I guess, this finals experience in the team as well. But, yeah, let's go to the next game. So we had the Storm and the Eels. Hey, oh, that was amazing, that game. Amazing. But end up to be 36-24. Sivo will be out for the rest of the season with a knee injury. Ferguson waits for an update for his leg injury. It could either be nothing at all, or it could be very bad. But Munster has a knee injury, which he's assumed to be back by his next finals game. And then Cameron Smith got fined for a dangerous throw, but will only be fined. And Nikora got a 2-week suspension. So the only way he'll be playing now is if he if the Eels make the grand final. And Papahausen got a double tries. But yeah, what a great game. Eels started off well and it was like, oh damn, Eels. But yeah, Eels, it was like, oh damn, they might, they could have this game. But at the back of my head, I was like, you know how Storm go. They always finish the game off well. But it was a good game for both teams to look back at. It started well, but ended pretty bad. And Storm started pretty bad, but ended well. So Storm will look at, you know, Craig Bellamy will talk to the team, talk about that. And Eels will talk about, yeah, the things they did wrong. But they were so strong and fast at the start of the game, Eels. They did some incredible stuff that I haven't really seen a lot of this year on the field. But it also showed that Eels, they're still there. You know what I mean? They're still there to win the premiership, but now it will make it harder for them. And then you never know with the injury, Sivo's out now. And if Ferguson's out, it could really wreck them. And especially with the extra week, they got to play if they want to make the grand finals. So, but yeah, it really showed that Eels are still here in the game to win the premiership. But yeah, Storm, they just got so much strong players. And like, all their players are so just in the game. Always in the game, the freaking center Odom, if I'm saying his name correct, sorry, he is the best defending center in the game. He is so incredible with his defense. He did so many great defensive plays in that game. Like, oh, mate. But yeah, he's been just getting better and better over the months, eh? That lad with his defense and his attack as well. But he's just so defensively just amazing at this game. He knows how, he just tackles right every time. But yeah, that was a crazy game, that one. I was just pumped the whole time through. It could have really went either way, but you know how Storm go, they finished it off well. So now we got the game that was on today. Oh, if you didn't know, I'm recording this Sunday night. So if I miss anything from when I post it up, yeah, I did it Sunday night. So yeah. So Rabbitohs and Knights. Knights really, they started off well, but didn't end well. It was sort of disappointing how they finished it off. There was a lot of errors in the game. But, yeah, 46-20. Tavita Tatola, the Rabbits prop, got two tries in the second. I think they were both in the second half. And Hymel Hunt got two tries. But, mate, these, it really shows how well the Rabbitohs team was with Corey Allen. He's always there. He's just so, even with Latrell Mitchell gone, it's really just, it's really forgotten that Latrell Mitchell was even there, you know what I mean? Because Corey Allen's just doing nearly as great as a job as he was doing. But Adam Reynolds, Cody Walker just, oh, stop it. But Mitchell Pearce had to really stick up in this game, and I really didn't, with all the experience he had, because the rest of his team didn't really have a lot of finals experience, and Mitchell's Pearce had this really stick up if they wanted to win the game, but he really didn't do that. Caelan Ponga didn't have the best game either. Bradman Bess was pretty decent that game. But it really showed how, yeah, they didn't have a lot of experience. And, yeah, there was just a lot of errors from both sides, especially in the first half. And it never really, there was no momentum, really, in the whole game. Maybe until near the end of the game, there was a bit of momentum of how the game was going. But first half, it was just a bit it was a bit crazy. But, it really showed, yeah, Mitchell Pearce needed to stick up more than he did. But, yeah, Rabbitohs got the win, especially, you know, Wayne Bennett. He's got a lot of experience, so he was always going to get this Rabbitohs team the win. But, best luck to the Knights next year. They'll get better, I reckon, especially with their injuries that they had. They'll move on next year, and they still had a really good year. They've got better every year, and they'll have to get better for next year, I guess. So now we're going to talk about the State of Origin teams that I have. Well, it's not a. I don't reckon these teams will win, but these teams will be what they are. But I'm just putting what I would put if it was my team. So first I'll go off Queensland. If any of these guys are injured, I'm sorry, I try to put in as much. There's that many people that have been injured that I've had to change this around a bit. And if I miss someone, yeah, sorry. But so Queensland team, we got number one, we got Caelan Ponga. It was always going to be Caelan Ponga. Everyone would put him there. Number two, I put Kyle Felt. Now, I haven't put Corey Oates in this team, and that's because this year he was really not showing anything at all. He's no deserving of the Queensland team if he puts in. It is what it is, but I reckon Kyle Felt should have a chance at this. He was, the second top try scorer, and he's always been up there over the few years, and yeah, he's well deserving of putting the number two jumper on for Queensland. He's been always just there to make it, but I reckon this year is his year. Number three, I got AJ Brimson. So this will be another debut. He's just a great young player. Especially near the towards the end of the season, he's been showing why he should be a State of Origin player. At centre, that'll be a good spot to put him. He can still do a bit of passing work and running. He's well deserving of putting the Queensland jumper. But then at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't get it, because he's sort of at that point where it's like, he could, but he might not. But yeah, got him at number three. Then I got Dane Gagai at number four. You know, he always plays well in the Queensland jumper. Well-round centre player. But yeah, I got him centre, as I got Valentine Holmes on the other wing at number five. Yeah, you need to have Valentine Holmes in the team, especially if he's available. And he's not as good as he used to be, but he'll slowly get back up there. He'll get back up to who he used to be in the NRL. But it'll take a bit of time. But he's still definitely worth making the team. So then, yeah, we've got the halves. We've got Cameron Munster, of course, and Daly Terry Evans. There's really no one else you can put there that's well-deserving as much as them. So, yeah, Munster's just getting better and better. And with if Cameron Smith leaves the Storm, he's going to be learning. He's going to gain more of a leadership role, and that will help towards the Queensland team. And Daly Cherry Evans, he always does a all right job. If I could put someone else there, I would, but there really isn't. So I got him at number seven. Then at number eight, I got Christian Welch. He just got better this year. He's a strong player, can get some meters, and you know, puts in his hard work on the field. And that's why I got him there. He's just, he's just a great player on the field. He always knows what he's, he knows what to do, what work to put into, if that makes sense. But, yeah, he's well deserving of number eight. Harry Grant, number nine. Now, the hooker position is probably the hardest decision you could probably make out of the Queensland team. Because you've got Harry Grant, there's Reid Mahoney, and Jake Friend. And you could even put Jake Granville into it if you want as well. But I got Harry Grant. Even if you look at his stats, he's got the best stats out of all of them. Out of all the hookers, he really did well with the Tigers. As a rookie, he's really lifted the Tigers up. And his reason the Tigers did... Well, they didn't really finish the season well, but I reckon they'd be much lower on the ladder if it wasn't for him, the way he was playing. He was up the Daly M ladder as well. He's a great young player. He's going to be a great hooker. Well, he's already really good, but he's going to be just much better. But Mahoney's even put for the hooker position, and you could even put Jake Friend in there. We'll see what Bennett, what he does, as he's been assigned as a coach. We'll see what he does there. But we got Josh Papali at number 10. Mate, you always have Uncle Papa on the field, mate. He's just great, especially with that Fogarty ankle tap. Earlier through the weeks he did that, and mate, Papali's just a great, like, especially with the last State of Origin season, he did awesome. And yeah, he's just one of the best forwards in the game at the moment. So I've got him in at number 10. And then you got Felice Kaufusi and bloody Tino. I got Tino at number 12. That's because he just puts a work in, that lad, eh? He's a great young forward. So, yeah, I got them two at number 11 and 12. Felice Kaufusi, he's a very consistent player. And, got him at number 11. And then Jai Arrow at 13. And I was a bit unsure about this one. Could put Josh Maguire there, which I got at number 14 on the bench. But, I got him at number 13, Jai Arrow. And then, yeah, Josh Maguire, 14. He hasn't really had a great season at all. That's why I got him on the bench. Then number 15, you got Colin Hess. He's, I don't know, I can't really say much. I don't know what really happened. He's sort of just gone lower and lower over the years with the way, like, he hasn't been as great as he, the first is for debut season. So, I don't really know what's going on there, but he's, like, with the amount of people you can pick with the Queensland roster, he's the best I could put there. But then number 16, I got Patrick Carrigan. He'll be the only Broncos player on the squad. Even though I'm a Broncos fan, yeah, that sucks. But, yeah, I got him there because he just puts in the hard work on the field. He's always one of the highest VB hardworking players. So I got him on the bench. And, yeah, he's just, this year's really shown how much effort he can put on the field, and he makes some decent meters. Yeah, and just the hard work really shows. But yeah, number 17. You might be surprised with this one, maybe. Maybe not. But I got the Hammer, at number 17. The reason I got him there, he's a well-rounded player. He may be young, might be his first year, but he can just do, right, he can change the game around, really. How he did with Cowboys this year, with how young he is, he's just going to be one of the best players on the field in the few years. And he can, oh, mate, he can, if they, during the State of Origin, they could put him on the field and maybe even put him through the middle, be one of those players that can, they can pass to, just go for a good run, little chip and chase, or just grub it through, chase it, or, yeah, just run it through. This, like, Hamaso, he's just a speeding jet, this lad. But, yeah, got him in number 17. I wouldn't be surprised if you put, like, anyone else there. You could, maybe you could put Corey Oates on the bench there if you wanted to. Or, you could even maybe, get Justin O'Neill. But that's really all I can really think. If you wanted to put Justin O'Neill, you'd rather put him in the centre and swap him with AJ Brimson, but then I don't really think O'Neill is, I guess, deserving, honestly. But, yeah, let me know who else you'd want to put into the Queensland team. Tell me who you'd replace. Also, Ethan Lowe would be a good player to put in as well. But yeah. So we've got New South Wales. Number one, James Tedesco. Of course. Has had another great season. Was a Dally M last year. And could win the championship, the premiership again. But it really depends how they go next through the weeks, as they got to do an extra week of finals compared to Storm and Penrith, but we'll see how he goes. And then I got Nofaluma on the wing. Now, I'm pretty sure Brad Fuller hasn't put him on the team because he picked out all the players that didn't make the finals that will make the New South Wales team, and Nofaluma was on that list, but I really think he's deserving. He's been one of the best wingers, well, the best winger this year, I believe. A great, consistent player. Really, him and Harry Grant are really being the only good players on the Tigers this year. But, yeah, he's well-deserving. Be good to see him get debut, but I don't think it's happening. But this is what I would put. But then number three, you got Jack Whiten. He's playing great in the halves this year. He's just getting better. He got the... last year, he got the, can't even think of, he got the player of the match for the grand final, But he plays a good centre for the game. And then got number 4, Clint Gutherson. Now, this will be his debut. And Clint Gutherson's well-deserving. He's just getting better and better every year. And I've been thinking he's been deserving for a couple of years now. I'm a big Gutho fan. He can do anything that blank. I've got number 5, Josh Adokar. Now, that depends if you want to put Clint Gutherson next to him with the Eels and Storm thing that happened on the weekend. I don't know how bad that is. So if you want to swap him and Wyden around, Gutherson and Wyden around. But Adokar, of course, he is going to be the speeder, the fox, mate. He's just a beast. Clint Gutherson beside him. That could be well. Clint Gutherson, can you set him up for a good good run? But we got 6, Luke Keary. Mate, it'd be good to see him with a New South Wales jumper. He's been just right there not to make it every year, but I guess this year is his year. He's been a big reason why Roosters has been going well this year. But yeah, and then number 7, Nathan Cleary, of course. I reckon he's going to get the Dally M this year. I hope he does. Especially if I don't think he's got... I don't think they've taken away his points. So, yeah, he should be getting the Dally M. But, he's just a well young player. Then you got Daniel Safiti, Knights prop. He's gone better this year as well. Very consistent, big leader of the forward. Well, not the leader, I guess, but he's a big push of the forward pack. He's there. And then got number 9, Damien Cook, the speedster. He's got to be hooker. Payne Haas in number 10. And you could maybe even put him on the bench, maybe. And swap him with another player that'll put him on the bench, which I'll say at the end of this. But Payne Haas has been a real... pushing it for the Broncos this year. It was really him and Carrigan, the only two players that are really... Yeah, you could say they had a good season this year. Got Boyd Corner at 11, the captain. You got to have the captain there. I'm going to be honest. I really think Boyd Corner is overrated of how people go about him, but he can lead a team. He can lead a team. So I got him in at number 11. And then I got Tyson Frizzell at 12. I was a bit unsure if I should put him there, but I did. So you got Tyson Frizzell there. He's a good player, but I'll be honest, I was unsure. And then Jack Trbojevic, of course, you got to have him on the lineup. You could say Manly didn't really end well, but Jack Trbojevic is always well on the field. But then number 14, you got Wade Graham, so you could even put him into number 12 and talk with Frizzell. Wade Graham's He can put him in as a half. Because last State of Origin series, they put him on because someone got injured and he had to play in the halves, I'm pretty sure, if I'm wrong. He can play in the forwards or even the halves. So he can do a bit of everything. Then you got Cody Walker. Got him on the bench because just look how he's going. You can put him on and he just... he's just one of those players you could just put on and he can create some movement in the team. He's great moving 5'8". But he's the best, he's got the best movement out of all the halves in the NRL, I reckon. Like if you put in this, finding the gaps for himself. But yeah, he'd be the best running half in the game. And then you got Junior Paulo on number 16 on the bench. He's probably the best offloading forward of the game, really. And really pushes the Eels forward pack forward. And then Cameron Murray, 17. Couldn't miss out on him. He's a really good Rabbitohs player. And yeah, couldn't really miss him out. But there's a couple players that you could even put in. There's Ryan Madison. But I reckon he's just out, as he hasn't really hit that point of making state, being put in State of Origin. I reckon next year he'll make it. I really reckon he will. But Ryan Madison is just out. You got even Dale Finucane. Dale Finucane. I can't even think for a sec. There's Dale Finucane. There's other players I can't even think of at the moment that you could put in. Dale Finucane. Some people have even put James Tarmo in, but I don't really think he's ahead. David Clemmer. He's another good player you could put in. Or even Papa. Good old Ryan Papshausen. So, and he's a player that I nearly did put in. But yeah, or even Nick Kotrick. He'd be a player that you could put in. So yeah, there's a few players that you could switch it around with. And I wouldn't even be surprised with, but I reckon this is the team that I'll put up. But yeah, anyone can really change around. But with the Queensland team, it was pretty much easier. There's probably a few things you could tweak with. But yeah, that's really my podcast today. I'll be putting another one up in the next day or two. But yeah, I really hope you enjoyed the podcast. Then that was a good first week of the NRL finals. But yeah, you got the Eels. I'm sure it's the Eels and the Rabbitohs, and you got the Raiders, Roosters, Eels, and Rabbitohs. They're going to be two good games. I'll talk about those in the next, either the next podcast or after. But, yeah, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Don't forget to help yourself. Spread the word. Go check out Help Yourself clothing. Hop onto the Instagram, helpyourself.clothing, and hop on the website. And, yeah, come join the journey of Help Yourself. But yeah, have a good rest of your day or night, and I'll catch you next time. Catch us.